Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. Okay, everybody in the congregation, I have a job for you to do today. Today's subject is, it looks like Jesus to me. So when we see our children doing something that the boy Jesus would have done, I'd like you all to say, that looks like Jesus to me. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, are you ready? Okay. Our scripture comes to us from Luke. Looks like Jesus to me too. Okay, Luke chapter 2 tells us that Jesus went down with his parents and came to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them, and his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. That meant that Jesus grew and he was advanced in wisdom and in favor and in stature with God and with men. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit. Did you know that Jesus was a little boy? We celebrate him as a baby born in the manger, but do you know he had to grow up just like you have to grow up? He had to learn things just like you have to learn things. And so when he needed to go and learn his lessons, his mother taught him well from the scriptures. You think Jesus was antsy and wiggled all around? He said, no, I don't want to do that. How do you think Jesus acted when his mother said, it's time for us to study God's word? Happy? Still? So right now, all of you are still. So that looks like Jesus to me. When Joseph called him out to the carpenter shop to teach him how to do the work, do you think Jesus said, no, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to learn that. What do you think Jesus did? He would go and he would learn how to hammer. He would learn, you know, back there they didn't have drills. So they had these little twisty hand drills, and they would have to turn those around and go through the wood. And so it was hard work to be a carpenter. So when Jesus was called to learn the work of the carpentry task, he would go and work. So I want you to put your hands, yes, like you're doing something. All right. So what does that look like? That looks like Jesus to me. When he was asked to play with his brothers and sisters. Oh boy. Oh boy. Uh-oh. How do you think Jesus acted with his brothers and his sisters? Did he fight? He was nice. You think he argued with them? Okay. So he was kind. He played nice with his brothers and sisters. And his brothers and sisters had to play nice with him too, didn't they? Okay. So as today you're all sitting and cooperating and you're looking, congregation, what does that look like to you?
That looks like
Jesus to me. So when you obey your parents, when you do the things they ask you to do, when you come to Sabbath school or any other time, adventures or pathfinders or anything that you're doing, and you're paying attention, you're listening, and you're learning, that looks just like Jesus to your teachers, to your parents, even to the people all around you. Because, see, it's so important that you learn that what you do, because people know you come to church, they watch you. And what they want to see is, yes, they want to see you because they love you. But they also want to see Jesus in you. So when you're kind, when you're obedient, when you do the things that mom and dad ask you to do, when you do what your teachers ask you to do, that looks just like Jesus to everybody around you. And you know, us big people have to do the same thing. When we're kind to people, when we're nice to people, we show Jesus to them too. So it's important. So what do you want people to say about what you do? Like Jesus to me. And in your heart, you can say, that looks like Jesus to me too. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Who would like to pray?
Me.
Okay. You jump first. Okay.
Dear God, thank you today. Thank you, Sabbath.
You too? Okay.
Dear God, thank today. Thank for touch. Thank for the Sabbath. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And that looks like Jesus to us too. Amen. Okay.
Me too.